Task 2. You will hear 5 short extracts featuring healthcare professionals talking to colleagues at an international conference. For questions 6 to 10, match the speciality in options A to H to the speaker. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to finalise your answers. Speaker 1.
Of course, ours was the first branch of surgery to embrace laparoscopic and keyhole techniques, and now we're at the forefront of robotic surgery. If you told me 30 years ago that one day I'd be able to remove a patient's gallbladder or diseased kidney without the need for open surgery, I don't think I would have believed you.
Speaker 2.
About 10 years ago, I noticed that I was being referred more and more patients with inflammatory bowel disease who had been sent to me because they had developed secondary symptoms following a flare-up, including coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis and arrhythmia. So I initiated a system whereby patients with long-term IBD conditions are routinely monitored for vascular risk factors, including hypertension and cholesterol. I'm pleased to say this has significantly reduced morbidity rates in this patient group.
Speaker 3.
She was talking about a recent study at her hospital. Basically, they used a robot to insert a tiny needle under the retina to dissolve blood in 3 patients suffering from age-related macular degeneration. All 3 reported an improvement in their symptoms, including significantly less blurring and distortion.
Speaker 4.
Not only do polyethylene implants decrease wear, they also increase joint function following surgery. The only problem is that some polyethylene implants are better than others. I was reading about a recent study in Australia which found that hip and knee implants containing cross-linked polyethylene significantly reduced the risk of a patient needing a revision.
Speaker 5.
It's a shame you were delayed because there was a session first thing this morning on a potential treatment for ulcerative colitis, which looks very exciting. It's a new drug called ozanimod, which significantly increases the proportion of patients with moderate to severe ulcerative colitis going into remission. Participants on the trial reported less frequent episodes of diarrhea and far less debilitating abdominal pain.
Now listen again. Speaker 1.
Of course, ours was the first branch of surgery to embrace laparoscopic and keyhole techniques, and now we're at the forefront of robotic surgery. If you told me 30 years ago that one day I'd be able to remove a patient's gallbladder or diseased kidney without the need for open surgery, I don't think I would have believed you.
Speaker 2.
About 10 years ago, I noticed that I was being referred more and more patients with inflammatory bowel disease who had been sent to me because they had developed secondary symptoms following a flare-up, including coronary artery disease, atherosclerosis and arrhythmia. So I initiated a system whereby patients with long-term IBD conditions are routinely monitored for vascular risk factors, including hypertension and cholesterol. I'm pleased to say this has significantly reduced morbidity rates in this patient group.
Speaker 3.
She was talking about a recent study at her hospital. Basically, they used a robot to insert a tiny needle under the retina to dissolve blood in 3 patients suffering from age-related macular degeneration. All 3 reported an improvement in their symptoms, including significantly less blurring and distortion.
Speaker 4.
Not only do polyethylene implants decrease wear, they also increase joint function following surgery. The only problem is that some polyethylene implants are better than others. I was reading about a recent study in Australia which found that hip and knee implants containing cross-linked polyethylene significantly reduce the risk of a patient needing a revision.
Speaker 5.
It's a shame you were delayed because there was a session first thing this morning on a potential treatment for ulcerative colitis, which looks very exciting. It's a new drug called ozanimod, which significantly increases the proportion of patients with moderate to severe ulcerative colitis going into remission. Participants on the trial reported less frequent episodes of diarrhea and far less debilitating abdominal pain.
That is the end of task 2.